So we are in a garden at the back of the venue, and I'm here with Sonia Berger.
Yeah.
And you gave a talk this morning, so tell me a little bit about your organisation.
The talk I gave this morning was about how we started Dalpina, which at the beginning was a small online bookstore. We were trying to solve a problem we had in Spain, finding photo books, back in 2009, 2010, when we started collecting books. We couldn't find certain books. We thought it was a good idea to make all these books circulate. Yeah.
So you started a distributor, really?
We started selling online, and the surprise was that there was an audience not only in Spain and around us, but also in outside of Spain. So we were selling books in Japan, in the United States, in Europe, and there was a lot of interest in Spanish photography.
In the question, somebody asked you if the financial crash was connected to the growth in photo books, and you said you thought it was.
Yeah, I think at least what I've seen is that some photographers were losing their jobs around 2008. I myself was beginning to see that my clients in the publishing were decreasing. So we thought, we were being told that the crisis was going to last for 8 years. We were trying to make something new, yeah, with all the skills the people around us had. So I think we started talking a lot and trying to start publishing our own works away from the industry, from the traditional publishers who are not paying attention to what was being done in photography at the time.
Do you think any of these books have found a wide audience?
Paloma Laire has found a really wide audience, I believe. It's a book that was published in 2011, and it's still been, we are still selling this book, and it's been, I think, very successful.
Because the traditional publishers who would have done editions of 2,000 or 5,000 or something,
yeah, that changed.
Are dying, and now this is publishers doing very small editions.
We are doing very small print runs, from 300 to 1,000.
Is there a general reader for photo books?
I don't think so. Well, our audience is composed by designers, photography students, other photographers. There is few people outside this photography world or design world is interested, but I think we can do something to try to get to those readers. Yeah.
Do you think that's the next challenge?
Yeah, that's the next challenge, of course.
And what are you going to do?
I mean, when we take part in non-exclusively photography fairs, when we mix with other publishers for arts and other kind of books, it works. So that's when you get the feedback, the most real feedback you can get. So you talk to people who have never seen this kind of visual work in a book, and the feedback is really good. Yeah, I think that's the audience we should reach now.
The general public is just waiting for photo books.
No, I don't think so. They're waiting for photo books. But you have to tell them what is it about, and I think everybody can. I mean, I would consider myself general public, since I'm not a photographer, I'm not a designer, but I have an interest in stories, in books, and what is going on in the world right now. And in photo books, you get that kind of stories. Yeah.